KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we're trying to make it just as easy as we can for you today. And joining me to make it easy on me is Heidi Hickathier from Emmanuel Foundation. She is the director. How are you?
I'm great. It is so good to be here. And what a beautiful day.
Yeah, we've got such a beautiful look out there, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I was just commenting to the city manager was the flowers.
Oh, they're gorgeous, and you can never have too many flowers in the springtime.
You know, and we watch the woman every morning come out and just take care of those flowers. You'd swear that was her own personal flower garden.
Oh, can she come to my house?
Yeah.
Right?
Boy, she is really good at it, and she just takes personal care in everything. It's just fun to watch her work.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, so what's happening at the foundation?
Well, you know, we're just continuing to secure those charitable gifts that help our Emmanuel Lutheran communities help our seniors in need, you know, and continue to provide them with safe homes and in a vibrant community. So at the foundation, that's what we're still doing. We're out and about. We're pounding the pavement. We're having our events. We're connecting with our donors so that we can just make the best difference possible for our seniors who have limited means.
Let's make sure we understand exactly what you do with that money, that foundation money.
Well, we just wrapped up a huge campaign. So we've been spending the last year or so trying to raise money for the skilled care upgrades on our east wing of the skilled care nursing center. And we just are right on the cusp, John, of completing a $419,000 project where we've upgraded all of the common areas. So we blinged that up. We've got brand new carpet, brand new paint, hand railings, light fixtures. We've got an air sterilization system in there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. We're about ready to finish that project up probably towards the middle of June here. So we're very excited. So donor dollars go towards, you know, our campus upgrades. And then also they go to help our seniors who live at the skilled care center who are Medicaid qualified, who have limited means. Medicaid qualified means they have $2,000 to their name or less. A lot of those older adults have come to us with the ability to pay, but they've outlived their means because 24/7 care takes a village to provide, and it's expensive. And so we want to keep them in that beautiful home that they have there.
Well, not only that, but when you get that level of care, you live longer.
Oh, you live longer. And it helps, you know, people out in the community who were trying to take care of those loved ones themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's many of your listeners out there who can relate to trying to take care of mom or dad. Maybe they have dementia. Maybe they need skilled care. They're trying to, you know, help them with their bathing needs or they're trying to feed them. And it's hard.
You bet.
It changes the relationship. And so Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, that skilled care center, It's just a huge resource for seniors and their families.
We got to keep that money coming. We're not getting the help from Medicaid that we had hoped that we might get from the legislature last time. So, you know what? It's up for all of us to kind of pony up and help out.
And people have been, and I know that they will continue to do that because it's such an important. I mean, these are people who we love, who have raised us, who have been in our community, and people are stepping up to help them.
Well, talk to us about these online auctions you've done.
Okay, we've got another online auction.
Another one.
Online auction. So
you know, when something works,
you can just keep doing it. Doing it. Yeah. So it's great because when we first started these estate sales online auctions, they were in person, and we had a huge estate sale back in 2019 that was at the Gateway Community Center Mall. And just imagine, John, all the items were up and down that huge hallway. Imagine the effort that it took to get everything there, polish it all up, and invite the public. But now that we've got, you know, COVID, we went to online, and we've actually found that it's super successful because our reach is bigger. So we can put these pictures online, and we can send it to everybody, and we can keep the auction open for 10 days, and people shop till they drop with these auctions. It is absolutely phenomenal.
And you can keep coming back and making sure your bid is still the best bid.
Yep. People get competitive, and it is super fun to see.
And make adjustments.
And it's for a great cause.
Yeah. All right. So Let's talk about some other fundraisers for the Emmanuel Foundation right after this.
There's one cottage left for a summer move. Additional cottages are coming, so you can get your name on the list for a later date. But one, just one, is left for this summer. Now, if you haven't seen them yet, the cottages are beautiful residences on the campus of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. When the snow flies, you won't have to deal with it. And this summer, all you have to do is enjoy a life of splendor. The cottages, one left. Inquire at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today we're talking with Emmanuel Foundation Executive Director Heidi Hickather. Okay, you got some more to lay on us?
Yeah, so talking about...
What a stupid question.
I know, right? We are ready, John. We're ready. Yeah, so talking about, you know, different ways that we raise money, we just closed out our Hop Fest. We had a Hop Fest, you know, like a let's go to the Hop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A Hop Fest on April 21st, and we had... it was really more of a gratitude event, but it was also a fundraiser to help with those skilled care upgrades over on our east wing there. And it was the first in-person event that we had had for 2 years. And it was absolutely stellar. It was a 50s style event. This is how much fun we're having over there. We've got a 50s style event and everybody dressed in poodle skirts or leather jackets and white t-shirts. And we just had a blast. And so we try to be creative when we're connecting and inviting people, you know, donors, potential people that might be interested in supporting our mission. Try to be creative so that they can have a great time while, you know, contributing dollars that make a huge difference to our seniors who, you know, have those limited means that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another event coming up in the fall. Do you remember our winter gala?
Oh, yes.
So last year and the year before that, we were virtual. Well, now we're going to be hybrid. So that's the new buzzword, right? Is it's hybrid.
All right.
So that means what we're going to try to do is we're going to have a great in-person event, but we're going to put our auction items online. We're going to try to do some form of live streaming so that people who are still not comfortable meeting in spaces would, you know, will be able to attend and support. But also, then we could reach out to everybody. If we do a hybrid event, it's not limited to the size of your room.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We're getting creative.
There you go. And you're not limited geographically either.
Not limited geographically. We could do some crowdfunding. We can send, you know, emails if you're not able to attend. Send this to your friends. You know, mm-hmm. It's just because we were talked about people are so passionate about helping, you know, our moms, our dads, our grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles who are in these situations. And so why limit it to the size of your room? Here
sure.
We are.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay. So, another thing that we're involved in, and we hope maybe you will, is the Great Fish Community Challenge.
Oh, done and done. The application
really?
Has been submitted, and we're waiting with bated breath to find out whether we got mm-hmm. in or not. And the Great Fish Community Challenge is just, I mean, you know, yeah. It's unsurpassed. It's just creative, innovative. It leverages all of the donor base, you know, the Whitefish Community Foundation puts that on. And so if we get into that, John, that would be absolutely amazing. We're gunning for it.
Well, we are going to be a big part of it again this year with our big radiothon, sort of a radiothon. We bring all the, or as many, I think last year we had about 60 of the nonprofits came through our studio right here talking about what they did. And we raised a lot of money.
Yeah, I think they raised over like $4 million or
something
crazy.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again this year.
Well, that's great. Well, stay tuned. We'll keep you posted
if
you get in.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. All right. So now staying connected and committed. That's all part of the same process. And we'll talk with Heidi Hickather about that after this.
They strive every day for the best resident experience. And once a year, there's a poll that shows it. Buffalo Hill Terrace would like to thank the readers of the Daily Interlake for voting them best in assisted living, an honor they've proudly held since its inception. If you or a loved one are looking for a place that feels like home, with amenities and support to experience a life of splendor every day, contact Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625. For the best assisted living.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities a happy, healthier you.
And we're talking with the Emmanuel Foundation Executive Director, Heidi Hickathier. So
how do we stay connected with our donors was your question, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, boy, do we try to cover all the bases on that. So we have all kinds of different donors and constituents. And so, you know, we've got a plan in place to where we can actually touch base with each of those different pockets of people on a regular basis. So like our church partners, we have 40 church partners throughout the Northwest Montana. And we are going to be traveling to the Synod Assembly next, tomorrow. I'm going to get in the car and go to Billings.
Wow.
And we're going to see all of those Synod Assembly members and kind of connect with them and let them know what we've been doing. Our different donors, you know, our residents, our family members. We just try to stay connected in our community and our corporate sponsors. All of those events that we have, like our concert series, we try to have a number of in-person events as well as all kinds of different electronic communications. I mean, there's so many great things going on at the Emmanuel Foundation, and there's a number of different ways we try to get that information out in every way that we can. We don't want to leave anybody out.
How many people work for you?
How many people work for me personally?
Yeah.
One. I've got one office and communications manager. So we're the
you guys must be running around and like crazy.
We
keep
do
up with all this.
I have to get new tennis shoes every so often. So yeah, oh, but it's goodness. Fun. I mean, it's amazing.
And it keeps it all going, and the success that you've had is just phenomenal.
Well, and that's all due to the people who support us, the donors. I mean, they're so passionate about supporting us, and so, and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is a great place for people to be. So it's just a great fit of when people believe in what you're doing, they want to support you.
And for most people, it's just a matter of being shown how you can support.
Yep, yeah, exactly. And lots of people, when I'm out in the community visiting with them, John, they have a connection to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. I mean, somebody that they know or somebody that they knew. Lots of times I'll meet people who, I used to go and volunteer up at, you know, the Skilled Care Center and help with bingo, or they help mm-hmm. with art projects, and people are connected. It's a community institution. I mean, it's just amazing there.
I hesitate to ask this question, but what's next?
What's next? We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep being creative. We're going to keep reaching out and connecting with our donors. I mean, you know, and our constituents, and we're going to keep getting our message out there about, you know, why it's important to support our seniors in need, our seniors with limited means, and also, you know, our campus enhancement projects as well. Those things that make the Skilled Care Center over there in Emmanuel Lutheran Community such a huge resource for people out there that need it.
You know, this is such a breath of fresh air. We hear these horror stories around the country of senior citizens' facilities that are subpar, and that's being polite.
Absolutely.
And here we are. It's almost beyond words.
It is beyond words, and I'll tell you, I get a little emotional thinking about that because our resident surveys are phenomenal. We've just promoted a great place to work. It's like all hands are on deck to support these seniors who, you know, whether they're independent living, we're there for them if they need to go through our continuum of care, but it is the place to be.
Thank you so much for all you and your staff of one do.
Well, we have the bigger team too that helps
us. I know,
us,
but to try to find ways to supplement all that you guys need to do to keep the doors open and keep the care up the way it is, because there are some bad stories out there.
Right.
And none of them originate here.
That's exactly right. And we're happy to do it.
All right. Heidi Hickathier, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.